We back at it again with another episode of Snowfall Season 8 Surrender. Kev got shot, y'all. What we gonna do about it? Well, stay
tuned. You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This one of them songs, you know what I mean?
It's a vibe.
This like... You don't know what you want to do. You want to play some dominoes. You want to eat some pizza. You want to play some Pokemon. You don't know what you want to do.
Man, I feel like slapping everybody.
Kev got shot, man. Lucy is snitching. Teddy's going to the feds. I don't know. I don't know who he was talking
Teddy
to.
Teddy snitching,
man.
Too.
Teddy ain't snitching.
He was at the CIA. No, he ain't. He getting that junk shut down.
He ain't snitching. Teddy doing Teddy, man. Thank you for joining us again. Once again, this is Snowfall Season 2, Episode 8. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright.
Yes, what's up again on this lovely Thursday? I'm Kayla Renee.
And I'm Portia. Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Yeah. So, Kev got shot. How y'all feel?
We all seen it coming.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
I feel like it was stupid the way it happened. Like, there's a lot of stupid happened on this episode tonight. A whole lot of stupid. Like, I just can't. But... the way it went down was stupid. But I'm excited because he deserved it.
We all knew Kev was going
He deserved it. I said that was going to be Franklin's first kill.
I said that.
She called it.
That was his, you know, I don't know if he's dead, but
he's
at least
dead.
He shot him.
He's going to be alive.
At least he shot him. But my thing is, like, the way it happened, I was expecting them to get into an argument. Franklin finds out, you know, he gave the recipe up. And they, like, you know, head to head. And then he shoot him. You get what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be some type of brawl out thing.
Oh, yeah, like an argument.
But this fool shoot him after he tells him not to be shooting people in broad daylight. And
shot
then DEA saying, DEA, DEA. A whole five times before he even pulled the trigger. So, the whole thing was stupid, but I'm glad that, you know, Kevin got some type of punishment for his disloyalty, you know? Because I honestly don't feel like Franklin lied. I don't feel like he lied.
He didn't lie.
I don't feel like he lied. He really didn't know who shot homeboy, but he knew it was Mexicans. It's a difference between knowing who shot somebody and knowing what race it was. You know what I'm saying? Because I can know somebody black done did something, but that don't mean I know who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All you told me was they black. You get what I'm saying? So I don't feel like he lied to them. And I feel like, you know, Kevin is a hothead, so he's blowing things out of proportion. And, you know, he deserved some type of, you know, slap in the face for his disloyalty with giving up the recipe. He was very stupid for that.
I think it was all a setup because I feel like Lucia told him that information just to get him
yeah,
to turn
to
on Franklin.
Her
yeah, to turn on Franklin and get the whole recipe and all that stuff. So I'm like, but, you know, Kevin's just a dummy. He ended up, like, falling for the bait.
In it. Lucia was doing what she had to do because she's just all about her because she's stupid.
Well, she about Oso, too. She about Oso, too. She could have ran. She
Good
came
night.
Back for Oso.
Good night.
She
no,
Oso.
Mike, look.
She loves Oso. They
she
gonna
do
have,
love Oso.
She's going to have some little Osos by the end of the season.
You know, some little Osos. Yeah, they're going to be in jail. Conjugal visits.
They're going to be in jail. No, they're going to get out. Because Teddy's
Nobody's going to jail
Teddy's
because
fixing
Teddy's
it.
Fixing it.
Teddy's going to fix that whole situation.
He's fixing the whole thing as we speak.
Yeah.
And see, the whole thing about that is if they knew who he was, if Lucia knew who Teddy really was and wasn't this Reed Thompson guy, then she would have never started snitching.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She would have never. She would have kept her mouth closed. She would have never turned herself in. She would have known that, okay, you know what, this fool is CIA. We about to get out of this. So I'm going to hold out unless I don't hear from this fool because that's her connect. That's her supply. That they in cahoots with each other daily. So if I don't hear from this fool within
that's
the next week, then,
though.
You know what I'm saying?
We already see what Lucia does with a little bit of information, a little bit
We
trouble.
Know Lucia can't hold water.
So you suggesting that Teddy tell Lucia?
No, I'm not suggesting that he tell her. I'm just saying. I'm just saying from outside looking in, if she would have known, who he was, this would have been avoided. Because right now, this man is out here trying to get the DEA to shut that whole operation down. and all you had to do was hold out.
See,
and she done turned herself
Lucia
in.
If Lucia knew about Reed Thompson, he would have been snitched on at some point.
They would have definitely threw him under the bus to get off of
him. She would have thrown anybody under the bus.
They would have thrown Reed to get them off of them.
She wouldn't have worked with him, of course, because he's government. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't have been on that. She wouldn't have even went that way.
She's just not a smart character. Because
she's
just.
Right now.
She's super scary.
She brought Pedro back after dying. No, she never was that smart.
We knew she wasn't.
Man, if I was homeboy, the Mexican. That be dodging bullets because he stayed dodging bullets.
Wait,
I told y'all.
The one who was with DB?
I told y'all, the Mexican that killed Delroy and them.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely
dodged
bullets.
He dodged the bullet right in the homeboy face. And
Kevin
then he dodged
stupid.
Kevin's bullet.
Kevin looks
Kevin,
stupid
first
shooting
of all,
at
he
them.
Didn't even point the gun right.
Yeah.
He did like that.
Yeah,
what,
he
why
did.
Was he
yeah,
like?
He, you know, he looked like Grand Theft Auto real quick.
What you shooting at? But if I was the Mexican dude, I would have shot Lucia dead in her face before I left. Like, pop out of there.
Wait, why did he have a gun on him?
Right, he wouldn't have had a gun
yeah,
on him.
Yeah, because he had a little supervised
was going
visit.
To go see his daughter. But I'm saying, like, you know, if I had a gun and I saw her, I would have shot her because why the DEA here? Why is this meetup happening?
They didn't
why
run that way.
Why these boys right here? And you know these the boys who supply your new crack. Like,
they all not that
everybody putting two and two together. Like, nah. Girl, what did you want? She's stupid.
I don't know. Kevin's shooting from, like, 100 miles away.
Like ain't getting
who
nowhere.
Was you like who was you shooting at the trash can didn't it bounce off the trash can like come on Kev sit down somewhere
there was a kid
he,
right
he
next
did not
to
have,
him
like he did not have no intention to kill but I right. did kind of think it was gonna bounce off the trash can and hit the guy or like hit the little daughter or
I
something
thought it was
like
gonna
that.
Hit the daughter too
yeah,
but he
I
covered
like,
her too quick
yeah no I was like okay Kev you didn't the whole planning ruined
I'm,
the whole
I'm
show
rooting
over
for
now,
that
like.
Dude now I hope he gets some more kills before everything's
Dang.
Over
ooh the Mexican guy
yeah why not
somebody I hope he gets some more kills
yeah I hope he gets some more kills
Shoot Lucia.
I like okay. winners. I like winners. So when winners win and continuously win, even when they're not a main winner, I like that. So I respect his side winnings. You know what I mean? Every episode he's in, he's winning in some way, shape, or form.
He ain't dodging bullets. That's how he's
winning. He out here dodging bullets, but I wouldn't call that a win.
That's a win.
Well, yeah, you're right.
He's just escaping
he's
death.
He's just escaping death.
Yo, but he's killing, too. He's killing.
He
he's
only killed
Delroy death.
And
He's getting
face?
Conjugal visits with his daughter.
That his daughter conjugal visits?
Yeah. That can't, be, that the sounds, first, you know that can't be the first kill he's ever done.
How is the dad too? Having conjugal visits with the daughter, though?
I don't even know how conjugal visits work.
Aren't, those are sexual visits with your partner while they're in jail.
I thought conjugal meant you get to congregate. My bad.
Oh, wow.
I ain't never been to
those
jail.
Those are just visits. Like, those are just the mom and the daughter sign up.
Really? That's what
conjugal is like you trying to get it in real quick.
Wait, how you say it?
Conjugal.
So how do they do it, though?
Well, you learn it here, folks, know. Right here, what conjugal means.
You just always see it, like, in movies and shows and stuff. They're like, oh, let's get a conjugal visit.
Next
so
time before
like,
you
oh.
go to jail, make sure they got conjugals on the
I think it's only prisons, though, when it's conjugal.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you can't get that if it's in, like, a holding tank and your girlfriend show up. Like, I don't think you just get it in the holding tank. Like,
okay. A holding tank is called a quickie, but conjugal. Are we talking too much about this, man?
I'm like, wait.
We're talking way too much about this. Wanda's on crack and Leon is still with her. That's a problem.
She's
like
a whole crackhead. I knew she was.
And why does he love a crackhead? How can you love
Wanda
a crackhead?
Was giving me like Whitney
like
and Bobby
they
vibes.
Just got together this season. What you mean
yeah,
you love her?
You love her. For what? Like you big baller now. Like you got cash, you got a new house, you start a new
Maybe
house.
Like
he got insecurities. Maybe
insecurities.
Yeah, maybe she was the only one who ever gave him some play.
Yo, he has money now. He can
I was
get,
gonna say he only like get, seven aren't they like 17, 18 though? Like
so you could get it.
Some kids.
17,
no.
18, what? Man, people get it when they 16 nowadays.
Well, boys started at like 9, so I'm like, I don't even put it past y'all. Boys is out here nasty.
I think 16 is a good age. 16 is a good age.
She said boys is out here nasty.
But come on, Leon, he got guns, he got thugs, he got goonies, he got groupies, he got parties, he got drugs, he got money.
I think Leon is just confused.
And he has a crackhead.
I don't know
just...
why he think chaining her up in his house is about to cure her.
Didn't even chain her up. He hit her with
that
the telephone wire.
No, that was a lamp. The
a lamp.
Lamp.
The lamp wire.
Cord, yeah.
Like, I don't even know why he thinks this is about to work.
She should have strength. She should be able to rip that, you know, a real crackhead.
She should be able to get up out of that.
But she's probably having, like, hallucinations or something. She just probably thinks she in shackles and just think it's, like, way worse.
She's sweating
bullets,
though.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. She probably thinks she's way worse than what she is, like.
And some joggers.
She's sweating mad bullets. Her whole so she neck going line through. She itching. She having withdrawals.
I start relapse a little. What is that? Like that come down.
Ooh, not come down, my man. Dang, he's trying to wait for all that to pass and think she gonna be okay. Like, nah, fool. He don't know how it worked though. This is the beginning stages. But I did peep Leon, you know, when they walked up in, I mean, not Leon, but Franklin. After they walked up in the house and they caught her crackhead butt and they see he see the aunties on the couch, you know, trying to watch TV. He kind of seeing what this stuff is doing to his people. And he kind of feels some type of way about it. Like, because he looked real concerned. And that's why he when he got to Leon, he like, dang, she all right? Because he looked real concerned. But it's him selling this to his people. So I think he started.
I was like, was he concerned? I feel like he was just getting at him like, this is what y'all out here taking a product.
I mean, but he could feel that way about people taking his product, but he's still in the beginning stages of this. All he knew was this was a high. Mm-hmm. So he was probably thinking, like, this was a high. It's stronger than weed. It's stronger than actual coke. And it's going, you know, make them feel good. But he haven't seen the actual, like,
what
I guess.
What it does to people.
Yeah, what it does to people. All he know is that girl from last season that he met in that abandoned building.
Yeah, you're right.
Seeing her just being in the world of her own world, whatever she was in. But now it's like up close in front of him for his own people. Like they messed up. And it's all because of him.
Mm-hmm. But he don't care about that.
He don't.
He don't.
I don't see how he could, though. I don't see how he couldn't.
You're just giving him too much heart just because he looks like a nice black man.
I just feel like he's thinking about the money.
He's
like,
soft.
What do you mean he's soft?
Franklin is soft.
Nah, he got a little harder.
Just a tad. Maybe look, just nah, like a half an inch.
Because he shot somebody and caught him.
No. Just the way he carries himself now.
He's manning up a little bit.
He's straightforward. He looks people in their eyes. He tells them what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. That's why. He don't need to kill people. He got Goonies. He got Peaches.
He's Peaches ain't never nowhere to be found when stuff go down.
That's D-Ray. Come on.
Ain't never nowhere to be found. He always the aftermath telling Jerome what happened. What like, ooh.
Like, how'd you hear about it? Like,
you?
He's supposed to be the bodyguard.
Right, right. Going down to get bodyguard.
Yeah, where Peaches at, man?
The he show up the at season. The
rant. Always time. There to tell the story, but ain't never there ain't when never it's there. Going down. Like, how you know the whole story?
He's so random.
Always eating Cheeto or not Cheerios or something like that.
Something ain't right, man.
Peaches, get your check. Franklin's mom. That was a very heartwarming scene. Not warming.
I don't think it was. I'm on a like a.
He broke moms.
Yeah.
He broke moms.
She finally cried.
But
for
here's
him.
The thing. I'm on Franklin's side for that whole situation. I agree.
He like, was so disrespectful.
No,
so
but disrespectful. Look, but he was right, though. He said, black people have been through all this. Now you get a free house, and now you want to give it back to the white man? Like, I'm riding on that.
To be honest, I kind of see what you mean just a tad, only because it's like, he's been talking about this for so long now, and then it's like, Sissy has known that Franklin's money isn't, like, it's dirty money for the
this,
longest.
What
you know what I mean?
Like, she was
being a slave.
She was sleeping with the white dude.
She was sleeping with the boss?
Yeah. The manager.
Yeah. Oh,
she was
doing extra stuff for extra money.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Kicking his people that. Out for him.
Oh, my God. I didn't even catch that. Wow, Sissy.
Yeah. So, like, she doing all this dirt hoeing, basically. And now he's trying to pimp the
tricking,
game.
Tricking
and,
for the house.
You know what I mean?
Got
and now
she
mad.
It's like, now you got a little bit of money.
You don't
got a
hoe no more.
Like,
what happened? You don't got a hoe no more. You out here walking around with the Bible, you was hoeing. Now you serving pancakes and you mad?
Yeah, because I'm just like, you taking that money, but now you turning down this money.
Exactly.
Like, okay, beggars can't be choosers, huh?
Oh, I'm right there.
I understand his point of view, but I'm not going to say what I agree the way he approached it. You're not about to talk to your mother that way. Like, you're supposed to honor your mother and your father.
But mom ain't saying
because that's
it.
Right.
Nah, dad was a crackhead. He lost honor
a long
time.
He was an alcoholic.
I mean,
it
don't matter what your parents do. The word says, honor thy mother and thy father for your days will be long on earth. Like, it don't matter what your parents do. You're supposed to still honor them. Like, shoot,
if
I just had a situation with my mama,
dumpster,
but I wasn't about to cuss her out. You know what I'm saying?
If your parents leave you in a dumpster and become crackheads for 30 years and you find them one day on the corner, you gonna honor them?
Hi, how you doing? I'm out. Like,
that's your honor? That's your
like,
honor
I mean,
system?
I'm not about to disrespect them. I'm not about to cuss them out. I'm not about to cuss my parents out, but I'm for sure not. I'm gonna let you know you piss me off.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you know I'm hurt. I'm gonna let you know like I got a problem with everything you got going on.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna be disrespectful.
after 30 years. You see him on a corner. All right, you're going to say, hey, how you doing? All right, nice to see you. Bye.
To be honest, I don't know. I still have some, like, resentment. But
I'd be disrespectful as a ma.
Resentment
I would
okay.
be so disrespectful.
Like, you ain't got to be calling them all types of bees.
I throw Cheetos at their face.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Talking
y'all
about the B word. Like, calling,
what
like, word all types
is going to do? This is 30 Cheetos. Years. I'm throwing Cheetos at your face.
But his mama took care of him all his life. She ain't been out there for 30 years.
I'm not talking about Franklin's mom anymore. Okay. I'm talking about all moms.
I'm like, wait,
I'm saying, how far does this message go? 30 years crackhead parents. All right, fine.
I just feel like, you know what? It's a way to let your hurt be known without disrespect.
Franklin's definitely hurting. Like, he's so childish about it.
Everybody's hurting. No, what you mean childish about it? He's trying to run.
You didn't need to speak to mom like that. Right. Point blank.
He's a drug kingpin. He's a drug kingpin. His
He said, see if I give a F and then slam the door. Like, his come dad, on, no.
He was straight up.
No, up.
He mad.
You need a whooping, Franklin.
He need a whole whooping. He a kid. And that's what he acting like. He's immature.
No, she too busy flipping pancakes.
You know what? Like,
no, I'm Team Franklin on that one.
Next, you know.
Oh, now you Team Franklin.
What you mean?
You Team Franklin because he disrespectful.
I'm Team Teddy. But I'm saying when it comes to the whole Mama versus Franklin saga,
mm-mm.
I'm Team Franklin. Because mom over here, she's just too good for nothing.
Too good she for need, nothing. Not a nothing.
She need to just take this money. Franklin
you
got it.
You know what?
She got a free house.
She ain't even take this
her.
Money.
She ain't
like...
gotta work no more.
Exactly.
How would your mom act right now if she heard you talking about this? Like if the roles were switched, would your mom let you talk to her like that?
My mom would be like... Oh, E-Man.
You be stressing her out.
Oh, E-Man. No.
You be stressing her out.
Nah. My mom, since day one, not day one, but like since about like the age of 9, she like caught on to who I was. It was just
not
like.
Not who you was.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Like who I am. I know. You know what I mean? Like the essence, the inner essence.
Like
so
the
goofy.
Hold on, she had
goofy,
to catch on to who to you
me.
Are at to 9. Learn how to navigate, how to be
yeah,
with you.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
No, she did.
So you was running the house, basically. You was running your parents.
No, I wasn't running my parents.
Are
I was.
You the only
I
child?
Was. No. I got two younger sisters, but I was running my own world. And my
parents. You're the only boy.
My parents they recognized early on, like I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. Like you could even be like, don't do that. Don't go here. You're grounded. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna go do it anyway. So I'm gonna find a way around it. You could try and stop me, but you just wasting your time.
My mom wouldn't play That's it, crazy. To be honest. My mom would be like, you better get you and this drug money up out of here. I ain't taking nothing.
Oh, if I was trying to sell drugs in the house?
Yeah, no, like, yeah, if you was like in Franklin's position, talking to your mom like that.
Yeah, I'm way too
Look,
slick.
I'm, like, oh,
I'm
my
way
mama
too
would
slick
never know.
To figure it out. If my mom caught me, I don't know. I don't know exactly what my mom would do. My dad would kick me out the house, though, for real, because he was a cop. So
oh,
he was
right.
like, he was
you
with the whole
jail.
DARE program.
Your dad would have sent you to jail just so you could see
no,
what it felt
wouldn't.
Like.
No, he wouldn't. He probably would have just kicked me out, maybe with my auntie or something like that.
Yeah, I'd be too smooth. My mama would never know. She'd just be, you know, randomly having rent paid, randomly having things paid for her, and she'll be blaming it. You know, this is a blessing from the Lord.
See, my parents are just nosy. No, like, my parents are nosy.
She would be like, this is a blessing from the
so
Lord.
Blessing
and I would be
Lord.
Like, yes, it is.
So what you're saying is Franklin's mom needs to say, this is a blessing from the Lord.
Don't knock
basically
your blessings,
what I'm saying. You saying what I'm saying.
Don't knock out your blessings, girl.
My parents would have been like, no, who you get the money from? Where you been at? Where you been? What you been doing?
No,
I'm saying,
I would be anonymously
like,
with it, though.
Like, I don't even know if I can.
See, here's another problem, though. We're talking about in today's world. Like, we got to think about back in his world. Like, my mom and dad back in the 80s and 90s, they probably would have took the money and not said nothing. Because they was broke back in the 80s and 90s. But now,
so,
you know, 2018 is a problem. But what I'm trying to say is, like, they was broke back in those days. And, like, police technology wasn't so great at that time.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
Okay,
like,
yeah, I see. No.
It's
clearly.
Like,
they paid.
They wasn't wearing body cams.
You know what I mean? Paying everybody. You know
they
know
wasn't.
Mean? Like, Franklin.
They put any fools on speakers.
How many feds has Franklin successfully ran away from nowadays?
Two.
You know what I mean?
He's been out of his
You know what I mean?
Like,
he really
three,
be running.
Like,
right. Like, nowadays, Franklin wouldn't just be able to run away like that. He looks like Lil Bill with that shirt.
You know what?
He wear that, I swear he wear that shirt all the time. This whole ugly shirt.
Like, but you know, Steve Jobs was known to wear the same shirt every day. And there's a science behind it. If you lessen the amount of choices you have to make in your day, the important choices are easier to make. So
that's a gym.
So it wasn't like he was wearing the same shirt. He just had multiple of the same shirt. So he didn't have to make that choice every morning.
Wow.
And he could think about the business.
That's a billionaire word.
That's an old school thought right there.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
I'm not either, but it sounded good for 2 seconds.
Look, when I wake up in the morning, I picture what I'm going to put on. I brush my teeth, wash my face, get in the shower. When I come out, I grab exactly what I had pictured in my head.
Right.
I made the decision. Okay.
Girl, in my dreams, I'll like plan out what but I wear. I don't know how like, weird that decision sounds, but it's fatigue, like I can't.
You know, like all day, you have to make all these decisions. So that's if you true. Can lessen your amount of decisions, you'll
but
feel better.
But if you know what's in your closet, you good. He knew what was in his closet. That same old shirt.
Some jeans and a t-shirt.
Same old pants. Okay.
It just makes life
easier. I
know
exactly what's in mine, too. It ain't the same, but it's there.
I'm gonna wake up.
I think it's different for women, though. I'm
gonna wake
women,
up.
Like,
I'm gonna call
know.
Peaches. I'm gonna see who dead. I'm gonna see word on the street. I'm gonna call Leon.
Call Peaches
I'm
and
call,
see why
you know,
he ain't did nothing about the action
gonna see
going
about
on.
These drugs. I ain't gonna worry about my little Bill outfit.
You know what? He not worried about that t-shirt. Bill.
That shirt was too.
He's staying that shirt.
It was rolled up over here. It was up dang near belly shirt. He just out
he got
here.
A crop top on.
I think every time. I just want to see an episode one time where we just see Franklin wearing that Lil Bill outfit and we just hear the Caillou theme song.
You know what? I want to see Franklin in some like business attire. Like we need to see Franklin in another little suit piece.
That's
or
not
something.
Him. That's not
I mean,
him.
He need to switch it up.
That's not him.
He need to switch it up. Nah. He about to be like 18 or something. Like,
then he going to be real boring. Nah. Don't do it, Franklin.
Boring with what he got on now.
No, he's interesting. There's a lot of character value.
I mean, I'm team Franklin. I ride for Franklin.
He has a lot of moments, a lot of good moments.
And he got a lot of stupid, too. A whole lot of stupid moments.
He young, though. How old is Franklin right now?
He got to be like, what, like 16, 17?
Come on.
He old enough not to know to shoot somebody in broad daylight after he told his friend not to do
that
it.
That was an emotional moment. He had adrenaline pumping. He
and you okay with making irrational decisions on temporary situations?
Look, that's his boy Kev. He knows that a war will start. He was trying to stop it from happening. He probably didn't even want to pull the trigger. He probably just was like,
You can tell he was hesitant.
It was adrenaline. He had arms are sweaty, knees weak, arms is heavy, all that. That was on his face, vomiting on his face. Like, he wasn't ready. You know what I mean? Franklin, that was just a moment. And he dealt with it how, like, any 18-year-old kid would do. Now, if that was Teddy in that situation, I would expect more. Because that's a grown man.
Tell you would have walked away like, that's on you.
They should have never
exactly.
Went.
He would have walked away real quick like, that's on you.
Teddy would have been gone before they fired.
He wouldn't even get
sugar,
out the car.
Yeah.
He would have seen be like, yo, I wouldn't do that if I was you.
He'll just drive off like, skirt.
We don't know each other.
He would have peeped the surroundings and knew the DEA was there.
So what was happening with Teddy? I was lost.
I was lost too.
Teddy.
I'm like,
so Teddy was looking for James, which is the guy who started this whole operation with
but
him.
He was going
who
through baby mom. Is that
stuff.
Baby mom?
Yes, that was baby mom.
Yeah, that was baby mom.
So what is baby mom?
She I didn't know CIA they were... too. They used to work together.
I was gonna say okay. I didn't know. I didn't catch on to
they
that.
Used
I didn't
to
know
work
that
together,
they used to
but
work
he,
together.
He decided to cross over into the dirty side and start messing with the drug and gun business, and she ain't want no parts of that.
Okay.
And that's why they broke up. Remember the last time he messed with her was last season. And she like, well, you going to keep on doing this. I got to go.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
And so, remember, so homeboy, he said that James failed a polygraph test. So he lost his security.
Okay, yeah.
He lost his security clearance after failing the test. Mm-hmm. And so he got replaced with this new homeboy that's sitting in front of Teddy right now. Mm-hmm. And so now Teddy is like, well, he first told baby mama like, all right, you going to keep, y'all not going to come and see me, Will. I'm going to snitch and this whole operation going to go down. So that's what got homeboy up out the office like, what do you want, you know? So he had to make his demands. Tell your DEA, shut this down, and I got some of these Colombian cartel fools for you, and they got my brother. And we need to, and that's who I give them in place of that. So that's
okay,
what happened.
Okay, so we just waiting to see what's going to happen with that situation.
Anyway. Yeah, because at this point, they need to save Matt. He out there being trying to go.
Matt
wait,
is a crackhead.
I don't know.
Matt is a cokehead now at this point.
He
about to start scratching and
what
sniffing
you mean?
And stuff.
No, no, that's pure cocaine.
Yeah,
and
he hooked.
He's like, can't you overdose off that?
He looked like he was on like one.
They homeboy, real concern.
Homeboy did on Power. Like he overdosed on it.
I don't know.
But you ain't watch Power.
No.
Matt is one sniff away from being look, just like a whole cokehead. Like one more sniff.
But here's the thing:
he might be on.
Matt's a strong individual. I don't
barely.
Think...
This they drowning him in.
I know.
He's seeing stuff. But he had his conversation you know with the what? Chickens.
That's he hearing just, Colombian music.
I'm not saying
he hear Colombian lullabies.
If he makes it out of this situation, that's just a memory to keep. That's
a memory to keep to know that you got
tortured
and tortured with quick.
But here's the thing. You know that they probably didn't show it. You know there was like some prostitutes walking around, probably doing you know some little sniffy.
He can't get them. They probably
helped him out.
No, they're torturing Matt. They're not trying to make it a good time for Matt. No.
I think Matt had a little bit. Come
you
on.
Thinking Alejandro and his little friends with that first?
I think Matt.
At first was, with the women over there sniffing
was,
lines
he was
too.
Tied down with cocaine and women. They didn't show the woman part.
He was tied down with cocaine and chickens.
Yeah, but when you see Matt, but when you see Matt's face in that predicament, like he looks a little bit scared, but it almost looked like
he's out of there.
I didn't see no women. It may have been some there women that were in the backyard, but there was no.
It almost looked
Matt.
Like he was enjoying it. That what you was about to say?
In the beginning, he
what
did.
What is he enjoying? Now?
In the beginning, he enjoyed it. The first few sniffs, he probably was liking it. He didn't know.
His nose probably burning. That mug probably going to be bleeding.
I'm surprised it ain't bleeding. I was about to say, I'm surprised he ain't bleeding right now.
They piping it through his mouth. It's just...
Well, like a hookah thing, too, at that. Like, how the heck
but
they
that,
doing that?
We could at least say that's like you're at least experiencing a certain level of being a human at that point. You know, and that's like a lot
I'm
of
I'm not
cocaine.
About to play with you. I am not about to play with you. What you know about that, fool? I don't know nothing. Every episode, girl.
How many people do you know that have been to that level on cocaine? That's like he probably thought about new thoughts, probably started a whole company, the company, the skydiving company. He went through all the workings because cocaine makes you think hard. So he probably, if he had a notepad, he'd probably make a whole syllabus.
I can't
on that company.
I can't. Not a saying. Whole syllabus on the company.
A whole syllabus on the company.
That's crazy.
So Teddy gonna get Oso and Lucia out, you think? Is that what's about to happen?
No, they all going down.
They
who
need,
all?
They
Teddy
need,
going down?
Franklin going down, too.
Franklin going down.
I don't know. They're going to try to take him down. I don't know. I feel like Teddy is definitely going to wrap everything up. He probably going to save the day. But they're definitely trying to bring him.
Yeah,
he about Franklin's going
to
get questioned.
He's about to get
sure.
the whole operation shut down. But I feel like Soledad or Lupita. What's her name?
Lucia.
No, what's her name? She told her real name. Loriana, something like that.
Wasn't it Lorena?
Lorena, something like that. Yeah, anyway. But we know her as Soledad. Fake Soledad. She is, you know, they going to shut the operation down because Teddy said so with the DEA. They going to go after these Colombians. They going to get them free Matt. But then she going to open up a new case and go after Franklin for shooting Kevin outside at the park in front of all these people and these kids. Because that ain't got nothing to do with the drugs. This fool out here shooting people.
Is that your prediction for today?
No, I'm just saying. You asked. All right. You know?
Well, speaking of being alert, you guys, let's wake our AfterBuzzers up. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Excuse me, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans, but you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll continue to help AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, you guys. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Yes.
Thank you. We love everybody in the comment section right now. I want to give
and
a big shout
iTunes
out.
Listeners, give us 5 stars.
Big shout out to that boy Darren.
Back again. What's up, Darren?
Kev didn't deserve to get shot though.
He did, Darren.
I mean, not in broad daylight. But he deserves to die.
In the dark?
He gave up the recipe.
He gave up the recipe.
In
to
that
business.
Situation, as soon as I found
that's
out
betrayal.
You gotta kill Kev. You gotta kill Kev. Shouts out. Oh, that boy Darren, you killing the comments. And Big Roy, Big Rail Hamilton. Okay.
He's actually a regular too. Shout out to Big Rail.
Big Rail in the chat. We love all y'all, man. What they say. All your comments. It's beautiful. All right, let's talk about our crackhead moment of the day.
Crackhead moment of the day.
Can I start? I'm real passionate about mine, and mine just, the award goes to Lucia for this one, because Lucia, you were the dumbest person on this episode today, and I don't have any, remorse for it. Like, no, Lucia, you should have been patient. You out here setting people up, and now you pretty much set yourself up to go to jail.
My crackhead moment goes to Lucia, too. I can't even choose another person. Like, if I could choose another person, it would definitely be Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
He's always like, crackhead moment of the day. If we go, look, I'm going to just give you my top three. On the top of the charts.
Lucia, for sure.
Top of the charts, Lucia. Second, Kevin.
Third, it was a tie for Wanda, too.
Franklin, because what you on, fool? Like, I would have rather you shot him when y'all got out the car and y'all had this conversation than
definitely should have just shot him in the leg.
Or at least waited till he got back to the crib or something. Like, but this whole, that was stupid. Like, and then now you got the DEA, they know your face. She know you pulled the trigger. Now she helping your friend up off the grass and he know your full name. Like,
he's snitching. I was about to say, Kevin's about to snitch.
He's gonna tell it was Franklin, whatever.
Saint.
Franklin Saint. Like, my thing is, you gotta make better decisions. Crackheads. And Wanda been a crackhead. I just can't even get it.
Wanda was just, she got a crackhead moment just for being a crackhead this episode. Yeah. Like,
I was trying
real Whitney and Bobby vibes.
My crackhead moment of the day was Leon. Man.
Wow.
Just Leon. Like, what?
What'd he do? Caring for Wanda?
Yeah, no. First of all, why is Wanda the first person that knows about your new crib? Now she gonna be at your new crib smoking crack, blowing it up, inviting over crackheads. This is new real estate.
She probably don't even know where she at.
She's so loopy. She gonna figure it out. And the tying her up with a lamp and just sitting in front of her being like, I love you. We gonna figure this out. Like, man, if you don't get your crack.
No, she a crackhead. She out of there.
He might as well start doing crack too.
But they don't know though.
What you mean that?
They don't know the effects of crack right now.
Okay, so what?
No, I'm saying, like, this is at the beginning stages.
All I'm saying is if you recently met a chick and you recently started smashing said chick and recently smashed said chick starts acting like a chicken in a sauna. We're not even talking about crackheads, but like a cow about to get slaughtered. Mm-mm. Or like just something that'd be extra sweaty.
Chicken in a sauna.
Yeah.
A cow about to get slaughtered.
I don't even want to visualize none of these analogies. All I'm saying is it's all these sweaty mammals. We don't make love with sweaty mammals who just always sweaty. Wearing track jackets.
What if she just has bad perspiration and she not a crackhead?
I'm just saying.
No, she's a crackhead and I'm glad she a crackhead because not Auntie Louie about to get back in the cookhouse. Hey,
Leon could do better than this, and she's about to get back in the cookhouse.
I was here for that whole little moment that they had on that little bench. That was a cute little moment.
Jerome is real cute.
I was like, oh, Jerome, he can. So it's like, see, this is why
he
guys.
He her back.
Yeah, he of do. Course. Definitely do. But this is exactly why guys. But this is exactly why guys get on my nerves because it's like, you know that you messing up and you doing dumb stuff, but it's like. But I knew all along, but it's like, nah, I'm going to get myself together now. Like, for us, like, we're going to be good. Like,
what?
So he was making me mad because he knew he was messing up with Louie. Like, he knew that, like, she was, like, pretty much on the verge to leave with Claudia. But he was just like, now that some stuff didn't happen and she didn't came back, now he's like, all right, I'm going to make it good now. Like, no, you should have been trying to make it good before.
No, that is not true. That is not true. No. First of all,
he was like, I knew you wanted respect and, like, you know, like the loyalty, whatever. Like,
but sometimes a man needs
and
a space.
And to be partnered up.
Sometimes a man just needs some time away.
No, you need space
to go have some fun. So Jerome recognized a perfect opportunity to put Jerome back in the situation. He had his time off. He felt good about it. He seen Louie down. He's like, you know what? Louie been gone for a good amount of time. I can take her back now because I've had my space. I've had my fun. I've had, you know, some me time. So I think Jerome.
And you're the reason why we don't want to deal with fools like that.
Hey, I'm just being honest, though. So you can hate on it. I'm just going to give you the truth. Don't kill the messenger. All right? I'm just trying to give y'all the good word. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Jerome just trying to hop in on a good opportunity. So I'm proud of you, Jerome. You played like
shout
a true
out to
player.
Uncle Jerome.
True player right there. And shout out to Auntie Louie for finding love, I guess.
Yeah, we need to start doing like half of that 22 grand, her 110. That is a lot. We need to start doing money.
Like an MVP of the episode.
MVP?
Let's do it right now.
Who the MVP?
I kind of would give it to Jerome.
Yeah.
MVP?
Mm-hmm. For this episode, at least.
Okay.
This episode, MVP. Teddy. I don't even like Teddy, but I give it to him.
Teddy?
For shutting this operation down with the DEA, yeah.
Okay. MVP moment. I'm going to have to go with the shooter who didn't get shot.
Come on.
Yeah, he dodging the bullet. He got more lives than Garfield out here,
man. This
man
brings knives to a gunfight and dodge them all.
Yo, he nice.
He is in the Matrix.
I
got to
give him MVP. At some point in time, he needs to
become. He dodged him and his daughter.
He needs to become a boss. Like, I could totally see him.
Who does he work for? Does
he work for Lucia?
Oh, okay.
He needs to work for himself. He needs to take that over. And be like, hey.
He probably already did because they killed the top dogs, didn't they?
So is he a part of GB's little organization now?
GB.
Part of Stumper and them family.
This little war is going to get interesting.
That's one of them.
All
right. Because now that they have Franklin. That crack right.
Yeah, I was about to say Franklin, but they got the recipe too, though. But yeah,
she didn't cook it right. It looks stupid. It looks so stupid.
We're going to blame it on her shoulder. Her shoulder's still hurt.
Well, it could just be a different form of crack.
Whatever she did, like she ain't do good enough, and she should have broken down for him, and then you know had it swirling around in a little jar that they be doing. She ain't do none of that.
She didn't want to.
She's under pressure.
She was trying to cook it up real and fast.
People keep
be like,
putting their thumb in her bullet wound.
Yeah.
She need to go get that fixed. How your arm ain't been amputated by now? Like, you didn't have a whole infection for like 3 weeks.
People keep putting their thumb in her bullet wound.
Wait, was putting liquor in it.
Like,
but the
no.
time is not 3 weeks. This isn't happening.
It's been like three episodes.
It's been 48 hours.
That's what I'm saying. You said 3 weeks. This
I'm
ain't
like,
no
it's
3 weeks.
Episodes.
It'd be like 48 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 48 hours after she got shot. It's been 48 hours.
It's been 48 hours. Pedro dead. She's on the run. Oso caught her with the feds. I think that's enough to have her not be doing her arm right now. She's running off of adrenaline. She probably forgot about her arm.
She didn't forget.
Until that thumb got put in.
No, when the thumb gets put in, adrenaline, you know, washes
that
away.
Pain.
But, yeah.
That's what got her to snitching, stupid self.
She can't think straight. It's that wound.
All right, predictions. Let's go with predictions.
Next week is... Oh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Next week is going to get crazy. I feel like everybody's storyline is blowing up all in one. So I'm definitely going to... I don't know. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with Soledad's plan and, like, Lucia and how she's going to, like, take them down. Because this whole deal that she's trying to, like... conduct with Lucia, like how is that going to play out? So I wonder if she's going to try to tie Franklin into this too and then make her plan bigger. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's a goal for her because Lucia is giving up Teddy and Matt not knowing that these fools are untouchable. And so she's being real stupid. But her giving up Franklin is what is going to help Soledad keep up the momentum with trying to get after them. Because like I said, I basically gave a prediction already. Teddy about to shut the DEA down. Then they're going to get the Colombians, arrest them. But that Soledad not going to want to stop after that. She's going to want to go after Franklin for shooting Kevin in broad daylight in the park. So that's going to be her MO to actually keep on messing with they whole little situation they got going on. But yeah, Franklin going to get somebody to try to take care of Lucia. If Mexican boy don't, after seeing her in the park.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I think Mexican dudes who's dodging these bullets is about to take Lucia out, and I can't wait to see it happen.
For snitching.
I think
and Oso going to take over their business.
I think she's going to take him out, and then him and Oso going to have a tussle, and he going to just dodge that and get away. That's how I see it.
Oso needs to go see his little lady.
No, Oso good. Oso seemed really relaxed.
Now, he need to go back to that card reader to see what else is going on.
No, but Oso seemed really relaxed.
He is really calm. And it's kind of like shocking. Yeah,
he's just like
it's kind of shocking.
In that park scene, he was on the car like, I wonder what's going to happen.
Hold on, no. When they was on the phone, he was like, it's over. DEA just walked in.
Yeah, like
she like, get out, I'm so right. He's like, nah, okay, like, bye. Yeah, what we gonna do? I'm good, love and joy, bye.
I don't know if that's a character flaw or is that just the actor.
I don't know.
I think he just real chill.
What if Oso had a whole plan under his sleeve? Like, what if he just kind of conducted something on the low?
Oso ain't got no plan. Come on. He a former wrestler.
I know he got some brains because he told her, don't be snitching smart. On people. He like, you out here becoming a snitch, what you on? Mm-hmm. But she talked him into it. I came for you.
I love you.
I love you.
I swear, every episode, she gets one more.
She's so corny for that.
So she, corny. She got,
like, girl, why would you turn yourself in? Do they be putting
wrinkles on her face?
She do look a little aged.
They be putting dark spots in her pores.
She be having craters.
Craters and stuff.
I'm like, man, you just not good to look at.
Super big pores.
Y'all wrong, because what if that's her real face? And then, like, she just got acne and she's... Y'all wrong.
If she sees this show, I'm roasting. I don't care.
Oh my
I'm roasting.
God. What if
I'm...
she just got a little acne?
Okay, I'm roasting. Face. I'm about to be real.
Like,
come
what if
on.
She just like
if you
proactive...
got a crater face, I'm gonna talk about it.
What
you
if
look
proactive
like
skincare
Puff
just
on
wasn't
SpongeBob.
Working for her?
I'm gonna
horrible.
Talk about
oh
your
my
Spuff.
God.
Your
I'm
SpongeBob
sorry. I need to wrap
Puff.
Up now.
I'm sorry.
All that because you heard it right here on the best show.
We need to find out her name and apologize.
Apologize to you never.
Oh my god,
there's this thing called soap water. What's the other thing? What's the one thing that you always see the commercial on?
Proactive.
Get you some proactive in your life. I know
it didn't work.
I know it's the 1990s, but you gotta get maybe buy some more. You need
get
some proactive
right?
in your life.
That
oh
is probably
so
this
sorry,
woman's
Lucia.
Real face.
I am so sorry. You know what? I don't agree with him.
Y'all are horrible. I feel like looking at her.
Say something to my face, Lucia. I snitch on myself.
Emily Rios,
I snitch on myself. Emily who?
Emily, I don't condone it. What are you talking about?
Are you going to give a public apology? She probably don't got no crazy.
That's not her real face.
Yeah, she got a fake
she
face.
How recent is that?
You ain't gonna make it through all them casting directors with that face.
That is like, oh my god! Wow, y'all are horrible. We need to go. We need to go.
I said it. I'm snitching on myself. Hey, thank you for checking us out again. Once again, this is Snowfall.
Did you hear what he said?
Episode 8, Season 2. Surrender. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Emmanuel C. Wright.
Emily, I have nothing to do with his comments. Thank you guys for tuning in another Thursday. I'm Kayla Renee. You can find me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
All right, y'all. Emily, I'm sorry. I don't agree with him. It was just funny. I'm sorry. But thank y'all so much for watching. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. It's been real.
Shots fired. Boom, 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 boom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.